Hello, everybody. My name is Daniel Bogarema, and today we're going to talk about how to open a business. You might always be interested how to do that. Actually, like, everybody are very interested. And so, like, when, like, I wanted my dad to open a business, he did. And then I noticed that I can make a podcast about how to make it. First, make a plan. Okay, that means like, okay, right now, what am I gonna sell? Like, ask yourself a question. What am I gonna sell? Am I gonna sell like strawberries, or am I gonna be like selling like plants, or what am I gonna sell, or seeds? So just think about it. None of my answers, like what I just said, like seeds, plants, all of that. Well, you guys can make up your own what you want to work as. First, get a group. So get friends, and if the friends say, like, if your friends like say, okay, that sounds good, but how much are you gonna pay me? Now, that's a question that I can answer for you. You guys can pay them $60 a day or like $30 a day. Make yourself a decision and like open a business. That's a pretty hard thing. It might take years or months to make a business, not days even. So like, or weeks. So make yourself like a decision. Okay, which kind of store? Make a name for the store. Make a name for it. And then when you make a name for it, hooray, you accomplished one thing. There's a lot of them, more than 10. That's a lot. Firstly, accomplished. Then get friends over, as I said, like Janine, then Dan, everybody like that, they can come and then like come and help you, and they can be your your workers. So, but look, you have to pay them all, so first you gotta like talk with them, like how much I'm gonna pay you for a day. Okay, I'm gonna pay you, okay, that means like, okay, you're gonna work at the cashier, and you're gonna work as a cleaner, and you're gonna work as putting all the toys back and like putting all the stuff back where it's supposed to be. You're gonna work how like to watch after the store. You're gonna work as the like patrol and the police, like the patrol and the like the hunter like store. That's why all of these, like, I'm gonna tell you guys, Burlington, Target, Walmart, and then Every single of them are very big, like, they're very, 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 like, famous, and Party Center, everybody knows it, and they're very famous and popular, stores. So, as I want to say that those shops, they make a lot of money. How do they make themselves so like, well, how do they make themselves so popular? First, it wasn't easy, guys. They had to make a commercial. They had to tell what's good about it. And then people start to get into Burlington, all of that. They start to get in these kind of shops. And then they started to think, oh, this is a very cool shop. Now I'm gonna go all the time there. But now Burlington, like, is a, like, I don't know even. I don't even know how to say it. Like, it's right now big. It's running. It's running right now. And right now, everybody is, like, crazy about it. So that's why. That's where you get, like, your shirts. Like, that's where my grandma, she went, like, there. She loves that store. And, like, a lot of things, like, well, those kind of shops, they're, I'm gonna talk about it, but right now let's talk about the Walmart. Like, what is Walmart right now up to? Okay, now they're up to, like, kids. So kids, like, always, I know that kids go always to the aisle where with their parents, go to the aisle toys, and there where they come and see all the toys. Now, I think that Walmart, a lot of YouTube videos I watched, and a lot of kids, like, made YouTube videos. They came to Walmart, like, with their parents, and or Target. Like, it's very, like, popular, and that's where they get all the toys, like, all of that. I watch videos. I tell you guys, yeah. And, well, I don't know how to say it, but those people, well, who work in those kind of, well, work in those Walmart, Target, Burlington, they started very slowly, guys. They started very slow. Like, they had to get into commercials. They had to get into money. And it's a lot of things. And right now, like, everybody are crazy about it. They don't even need to do commercials because they have so much customers there. So, this is the thing. So, when you guys come there and you guys see a commercial, that's advertising. Advertising is a thing where people want to say something good about something. Like, Burlington, it has this new, like, baby bed, yeah? And they have the new diapers, yeah? So, they say something good about it. They never say something bad. Because, what? If they say something bad, what's going to happen? Nobody's going to come. So, that's how Walmart, Target, every single, like, one of those, like, I don't even know. Like, they made it, first they had to start very slow, like, nobody would come, like, they had to, like, think, they, like, it's a lot of, like, thinking, that's why, like, now it's all, like, yeah, that's why they don't burst out, like, they don't, like, if you guys think that Burlington have started, like, bursting out of, like, a lot of people, you guys are wrong, because Burlington started very slow. Nobody would come. But then, as they made the advertising, everybody would come. That's why advertising is very important. Without advertising, I think no one would come to Burlington. That's why a lot of things, like, it's very confusing to make a store. And to open a business, you guys, that's a lot of work. So that's why this podcast is for you. Okay, that means make yourself a decision. What do you want to sell? As I told you guys, make a decision. Like, what am I going to sell? Well, Burlington, all of those, like, famous, like, stores, they made a decision too. What are we gonna sell? Are we gonna sell, like, toys? Are we gonna sell, like, wedding dresses? Are we gonna sell this? Are we gonna sell this? That's a lot of work. And then you get crazy about it, and then goes out. Like, it depends, like, what are you interested in? Are you interested in plants? Are you interested in cars? Are you interested in parts? Are you interested in, like, it's a lot of work. Or are you interested in fish? Are you interested in, like, babies? Are you interested in that? Are you interested in little? That's a lot of work. So that's why make a decision for yourself. Because I'm here making a podcast, sitting here making a podcast. Listen, I don't want to, like, tell you guys what to do. You guys make your own decision. Like, it means, like, a lot of, like, people think that if other people, like, say, do that, they have to say it. But it's not true, you guys. Just do whatever you want. And, well, when you guys, how can I say it? Like, this is like a decision. Read books and, or go on, like, phone, go see, like, go listen podcasts, yeah? And go listen podcasts and see what they say. And maybe you guys get idea. And that's why, just make a decision for yourself. And that's why a lot of, like, so that means, like, you gotta make a decision, you guys. Let's go forward, I mean. So you guys made it, and now you guys need money. Money is the most important thing there. Okay, so that means, what am I gonna do? Am I gonna, what am I gonna, how do I get customers here? That's when you start to worry about it. That's why now you gotta make a, you gotta go, like, now you have little customers, like, almost like no one is coming into your store, and it's very hard for you to sell. Well, make better, like, now, as I told you guys, make better programs, like, go get more, I mean, like, better advertising and make your commercials better, and that's how people get it. And then they will start to think, oh, that's a great place to go, let me go there. And that's when, like, all of the, that's where the thing goes, like, from. And it's not an easy thing. That's what I'm gonna say, because so far 9 years, I know that, well, it's not really easy thing to do, like, advertising or even make a store. That's why, as I know that you guys gotta make some, like, go to college, and then, like go. Go, like, to, like, when, if you guys are still teenagers, you guys are lucky because you can have still, you guys still have a lot of time to work, like, to see what you guys want to do. And sometimes, as I know that, you guys gonna need to know what you guys want, yeah? And that's pretty confusing, you guys, for a child. Well, yeah, it's very confusing, and you guys are still kids. That's why, as I want to say that, it's very, now it's very confusing to make a store, like, when you're, like, 14 or something, 15. No, I think that's very confusing. That's why, guys, wait a little bit, just a little bit. You're almost there. If you're, like, 14, 15, wait until, like, more five more years, or like, like, when you're gonna be 19, that's where you already will go sell on your business and go to your business, get up to it. So, yeah, that's why, well, when you make that, you make your business, well, I know I'm talking about, like, the shopping and all of the people, like, who's going to come to your business. Okay, now you might tell yourself, okay, it's cool. Now I have a lot of customers and I'm the best. No, put your hands down. No, but you guys need to know, like, okay, so how much, like, are my workers doing good? Let me see. And you guys need to put your eyes not on the customers, put your eyes on your workers. How are they doing? How are they doing good? Are they doing bad? If they're doing bad, take away money from them. If they're doing good, give them money. That's why they came to you guys, just to make money. And that's why it's very, very confusing and important to see, like, and look after your customers, look after your workers. It's not a little deal, you know. It's a big deal to make that. It's not a little. So that's why start from something that's easy and start from something that's very hard. If you guys are interested in cameras, if you guys are interested in phones, yeah, go and work at an Apple store. But Apple store, well, it's a lot of money because they're like, it's phones, you guys. Right now I'm recording on a phone, and well, a phone, well, that's a lot of money. The new phone with free cameras, it costs like $1,000 or so. That's not easy, you know, to do that. But still, if you want to be a millionaire or so, sell cars, I think. Well, make a decision for yourself. Do you want to work in a toy store, or do you want to work as an ice cream trucker? Like, if you guys want to, like, give out ice cream, well, yeah, go there. But before you guys say and go there, like, okay, if I'm gonna get $5 a day for just getting ice cream for everybody, how am I gonna make money? Well, think about that. Forget about, like, every like, single ice cream truck you came when you were a little kid. You were asking your mom and dad to go and get that ice cream. No, forget about that. Remember, how much money do those people get? How much liquor gets? How much those people get money for all of that? I mean, like, well, liquor, yeah, but you guys know. It's, go work in John's, I think. Go work in John's. It's a store where, like, you get food. I saw, like, people pay, like, $100-something. Trader Joe's, that's where they get a lot of money. So go work there, I think. But is that out of mechanic? Yeah, go work there. But, well, as I want to say that, I think you guys gotta work as, well, you see, guys, just go and work for yourself. Like, see what you like. And then if you go to a mushroom store, if you go to a Chinese store, you try to and do that. If you like it, go and work there. If you don't do it. That's why I'm telling you guys that when it's gonna be, like, already a little bit, like, already going up your business, yeah, you guys are gonna make a lot of money. Yeah. And I want to tell you guys, if you guys want to be a lawyer, yeah, that's pretty tough thing. But yeah, but choose something simple for yourself. Don't challenge yourself, you know? Don't challenge. that's very bad for you, because try to challenge yourself, that's a little bit not that quite good. That's why I think challenging yourself, yeah, but try to challenge yourself on this. Okay, I'm gonna go home right now and let me see on my computer how other people are working. Now, I know a lot of people who say this. I have been working as this. I've been working as this. And then you get the ideas. You get thinking. And then you go to a store and you feel very proud. And you get like millions of dollars. And that's a very big, big, big responsibility. Like, to go home and then look at the computer like 24 hours a day, like 12 hours. It's a lot. But look, it's gonna make you guys make money. That's what, like, well, that's how like you guys gonna make money, you know? You're not gonna like say, "Nah, I'm not gonna go work." No. You chose your right now, you're in serious business. And now you guys have workers. And right now you guys are thinking, now you guys have to think, "Okay, how am I gonna get money?" Well, you guys are getting money, but if you guys want more money, this is the video for you. So, that's why when you guys are advertising, a lot of people think, like, "This is very cool. Let me go to their store. This is very cool." Yeah, it's very cool, but don't overflow, because a lot of things, like, it's confusing, you know? Like work in a store like 5 hours or so. So first, make a decision. How many hours I'm gonna work there? Am I gonna work like 26 hours? No, you're not gonna work there 26 hours. That's more than a day. That's why work there maybe like 12, like 10 hours. Like, and then like, at when your store is built, put a sign that says, like, on the door, put a sign where it says open from like a.m. to p.m., all of that. Tell the important stuff. And when people start to get in your business, that's good. That's already good. That's why. Well, if you guys like the ocean, you guys like to go to the beach. Okay, that means you have workers, yeah? And tell your workers, "Okay, I'm going to go to the beach, rest a little bit, and come back." They say, "Okay." And then you go to the beach for an hour, come back, you're working again. So don't forget to make yourself a break or a lunch break. Get yourself a snack with you guys, like chips, or get yourself a sandwich from Coffee Bean, or get yourself coffee so you guys get energized. So yeah, that's my decision. Thank you for listening. Bye. See you guys.